What's going on, everybody? I hope this finds you starving and thriving and doing absolutely amazing. My name is Brian Martin. I'm a second grade teacher and host of the Teaching Champions podcast. And the past few weekends have been a little quiet, as there's been no NCAA basketball games to watch. March Madness, it officially came to a close. And like always, it didn't disappoint. And one of the greatest gems this year was the fact that the spotlight was completely on the ladies. Honestly, they owned the tournament. And as teams advanced in the tournament, the storylines developed. And for a few weeks, the nation, it zeroes in on these individuals. And obviously, Caitlin Clark, she dominated the headlines. But what was neat is she completely helped shine a spotlight on all these other amazing female athletes and female coaches that are out there. And during the frenzy of the NCAA tournament, what's really cool is listening to the interviews, to hear the mindsets of the players and the coaches, because there's so many segments that are done on these teams. And it's a great opportunity to see how these coaches build culture, how they handle adversity, how they help bring out the best in these young men and women. And today I'm going to share a few reminders from Coach Hurley, the head coach of the UConn men's basketball team, and a reminder from Caitlin Clark about the type of classroom community that we want to create. And before we jump into this, I think it's important to remember that these coaches, they're teachers. They teach the game of basketball. Their classroom is the basketball court. And it's also important to remember that they're at the pinnacle of their sports, and they offer so many lessons that we can learn from. And these lessons, we can bring them back into our classrooms, into our students' lives. So let's first talk about Coach Hurley. Now, Coach Hurley, if you're familiar with him, then you know that he's a pretty dynamic individual. He's one of those people that if he's your coach, you absolutely love him. But if he's not your coach, he drives you crazy. And one thing that I love about him is he's unapologetically passionate about UConn basketball and his players. And in one interview that I listened to him, he was talking about the different hats that he wears when he's working with his team. And Coach Hurley, he talked about how at practice, he's all over his players, that he's demanding a high level of excellence from them. And in that pursuit of excellence, he talks about how it can be really hard on them. But he says, when the lights are on and he's on the sideline during the games, he said he completely flips and he's all about lifting his players up. He talked about how in those moments when it's game time, he's more of a cheerleader. And he knows that those players need to know that he has their back and that he believes in them. And it's such a valuable reminder that sometimes we have to be that person that demands excellence from our students. And that can mean loving them tough. And we've talked about that in the past, that loving them tough means that you pour into them. You let them know how much you care about them, how much you're there for them. And when they know that, it allows you to be tough on them. It's all about those relationships. And in one interview, Coach Hurley was asked, how do you keep the athlete's confidence up when you're coaching them hard, when you're setting those high expectations for them, when the athletes go out there on game day and they don't perform the way that they want to? How do you keep their heads up, especially in a world where social media broadcasts everything in real time? Because those things, they can really work against a player's confidence. And as Coach Hurley was asked this question, he said that it's truly something that he runs into all the time. And three things that he does is, first, he said he keeps putting them in positions for them to succeed, even when they fail. He keeps giving them those opportunities. Because he said, just because you fell short in one instance, it doesn't mean that he stops calling their number. And by doing that, he lets them know, I believe in you. Second, he says that they put together game film of the athletes and they put it to music where it's a visual for that athlete and it's all their highlights. And they send this visual out to the players. And the players, they watch it. And what that does, it reminds them of the successes that they've had. And last, he said that he is giving constant communication to them. That he's constantly letting them know that he believes in them. And these are so powerful. And these are all things that we can pull into our classroom. We can keep putting our students in positions and giving them activities that challenge them. And we may not be able to create a video highlight reel. Well, what stops us from showing the students how far they've come? What stops us from showing them examples of their work, where they started and where they're at now, so that they can see how far they've come, the gains that they've made? And last, making it a point to communicate to them consistently and constantly how much we believe in them, that's powerful. And that's not a once in a while thing. That's an all the time thing. And as amazing as UConn was, their brilliance was definitely overshadowed by Caitlin Clark and all the female athletes. They put the basketball world on notice. And with all the brilliance and records that Miss Caitlin Clark broke, she carried herself so well through it all. And she was doing an interview, and she was asked what made her Iowa team so special. What made them so close-knit? And she said, we believe in each other, and we love each other to death. And it's a simple statement. But talk about the power of belief, the importance of love. And doing this in a team setting, doing it in a classroom setting, it's not always easy. But it's something that if we're not conscious about, it may not be projected onto the students as much as we think. So with your words, with your actions, let them know. Let them know on a daily basis that you believe in them. Let them know on a daily basis that you care about them. Be deliberate in pointing out what they can achieve, how far they've come. Make it a point to celebrate them. Let them know that they're appreciated. Let them know that every single one of them brings value to the team, brings value to the classroom. And like we said, those aren't a once in a while thing. Those are an all the time thing. Now, these were just a few gems provided from the basketball court that we can take into our own classrooms. We've been blessed with another sunrise. I hope you have an awesome day.
This podcast is a proud member of the Teach Better Podcast Network. Better today, better tomorrow, and the podcast to get you there. You can find out more at teachbetter.com/podcasts. Now, let's get back to the episode.